Just like here at WEMU, strengthening and connecting community is one of the goals of the Ann Arbor Community Foundation. This is Lisa Berry and the CEO of the organization intended to enrich the quality of life in Washtenaw County. Neil Hadra joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Hey, Lisa. I'm well. It's good to be here.
Refresh us first and expand a bit about what exactly is the Ann Arbor Community Foundation about.
Sure. The Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation is actually a public charity whose mission is to enrich the quality of life in Washtenaw County. Back in 1963, residents established the foundation to be a host for permanent charitable funds that benefit nonprofits and people in Washtenaw County. So here's the cool part. Those permanent funds that started working in 1963, we keep adding and growing them and creating new funds. So over the last 55 years, we've granted out over $50 million, and those grants increase every year, so we made $7.5 million in grants just last year to great nonprofits in our community.
What does that mean, granted out funds? How are you helping people? Are you supporting different organizations? Can you just go into that a little bit more for us?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what I really like about being at the foundation is that we touch pretty much every aspect of charitable activity in Washtenaw County. So here's what we do. We have funds with different purposes. Some might be for human services. Some might be for the environment. We then set up grant programs that are informed by community members. So when we grant out money, we'll say, here's our goal, here's a grant application, and then it's not just staff reading them and saying who wins and who loses. We then convene groups of community members to read and judge the applications, and they choose where the grant monies go. We have literally over a dozen different grant programs at any given time, serving a lot of different areas of need and progress in Washtenaw County.
What are some of those areas?
Sure. So we do a lot of work in the human services, and there we're really proud to partner with other great institutions like the United Way, like the City of Ann Arbor, like the St. Joseph Mercy Health System, where we actually combine our grant dollars together to get more bang for the buck collectively. And there we focus on everything from the needs of young children to school-age youth to seniors. We focusing on housing and homelessness, health and nutrition, and that's a big focus of ours. But because we are a community foundation serving every aspect of the community, we have another grant program that focuses on arts and culture. We grant out monies to create more economic activity and growth of arts and culture. And lately, we've been investing in individual artists who are expressing themselves as residents of Washtenaw County. So we're really excited about that. We have a really large grant-making program, one of our largest, that focuses on older adults in Washtenaw County. And there, what we're trying to do is get ahead of the demographic trend that's happening in our very community that a lot of people aren't aware of. Between 2010 and 2040, our 55-plus population in Washtenaw County will double. And here's the kicker. Our 75-plus population will triple in that same time period. And frankly, we don't have the infrastructure or support systems to address that. So we have the privilege of trying to get ahead of that through the grant making that we do.
All right. So many things I want to go back and discuss. First, the arts. We had one of your associates here on an Art and Soul segment talking about the recent neighborhood grants that you handed out.
Yeah, we're excited about that. So this is a really interesting story for us, actually. When we set out to fund arts and culture, we started by talking to, and I know you can't see air quotes, so I'm going to air quote this,
okay.
Experts, and they were experts. We talked to tons of nonprofits and community leaders who specialize in arts and culture, and then we built a grant program around it. But here's what we did, Lisa. A couple of years ago, we decided to start talking to residents who weren't necessarily artists to ask them, how do you envision yourself playing a role in artistic endeavors locally? What do the arts mean to you? And what we heard over and over again was we needed to take a different approach to raising and uplifting the arts. So for example, someone may say, I don't like going to big theaters, but I really would love to see art in my grocery store or in the park where my kids play. And so we set out to start investing sort of at the neighborhood level in activating artists, even when they're not professional artists.
That's something Omari Rush and I talk about on Art and Soul, the visual arts, bringing art out into the community rather than people having to go somewhere to see something. So that sounds like something that the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation is up to. And before I get to aging, because I know we talked about that last time, and it's so essential, those statistics you throw out are, I don't want to say frightening, but definitely eye-opening about what's happening with our aging population. How do you gauge, what feedback do you get that you know you're having an impact on the Ann Arbor area community?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first of all, to be really clear, there are a lot of great reasons why I'm excited that we're in an aging community. For example, you know, folks coming to this community as retirees, they really boost the economy. You know,
right.
if it's anything like my family, the grandparents or relatives are caregivers for my kids and help families out. They make it a vibrant, robust community. So it's not just a negative. It's a positive as well. But what we know is, along with all the great things that are happening, if we don't get ahead of some of the more vulnerable older adults right. that will be in our community, it might be a challenge. So how do we know the difference we're making? This is pretty interesting, actually. There's a lot of ways of answering that question. A couple of years ago, we actually hired an ethnographer to have conversations with 35 older adults and their caregivers in our community to figure out, okay, we hear what all the experts are saying, what we think we need, but let's talk to people about their day-to-day lives and what it means to be an older adult with maybe low income or severe medical issues, and maybe that should expand what we're trying to do. And so through those conversations, actually, we learned a lot of where we can help and where we can make a difference. And since that was just 2 years ago, we're now putting into play the grants to support that work. And so if you check back in with us in a couple of years, I'll actually have real stories, not just of big data, but of actual follow-up conversations with people to say, are we making your lives better? Are you waking up more optimistic in the morning? And simple questions like that.
Can you pinpoint what the biggest issue was? I'm thinking housing, but I don't have the stats and the research that you do.
Yeah, definitely housing. And if I put that more broadly, aging in place, the
right.
ability for people not to have to go to group housing of some kind. And that's no knock on group housing, but just like anyone, you'd want to live in your own home for as long as you can. And that's an incredibly complex issue. Everything from how do you attend to growing medical needs when you live maybe too far away to get to a hospital easily? Who's checking in on you? How do you get your groceries when maybe you can't drive anymore? There's a lot of really interesting programs we're starting to invest in that are actually trying to extend the amount of time someone can safely and respectfully stay in their own home.
We're talking to Neil Hadra, CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. And you have a big community meeting coming up.
We do. So we call it the annual community meeting. And I'm going to emphasize the community part because it is open to the public. It's on Monday, May 6th, starting at 5:30 at the Morris Lawrence Building at Washtenaw Community College. And you know, if you haven't been before, you want to come check it out. These are hundreds of people who really care about the community. A lot of folks come just to network with other people who are like-minded. And then what we do around 7 o'clock is we'll pull everyone into the auditorium there in Morris Lawrence, and we'll talk about the community, what's going on, and what we're trying to do about it. So it's a great combination of meeting up with people and learning about what's going on.
And you get pretty good attendance?
Yeah, actually. So we've had four straight record years of attendance as word's getting out. So, you know, we've crossed 400 people showing up to the event, and I'm expecting it to grow again. And you know, I'll put a little teaser out there, Lisa.
Yeah.
We are making what we think is a big announcement at the annual community meeting. We're going to talk about how after 55 years of being a grant maker and giving scholarships, we're introducing an entirely new way for us to use the capital that we steward to make a positive difference in the lives of people.
So big announcement coming at your community meeting on May 6th. You're going to announce it that night?
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm really excited to let the word out. We think it's going to be a real game changer for our foundation and over time for the community.
Before we started recording the interview, Neil and I talked a little bit, and you kept saying something about work of passion, which I love. That seems like, do you feel like that's the key to all of this working for me and for you and the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation?
Yeah, you know, so I'm a townie. And so it's such a privilege to work at an institution that touches all of the aspects of what I think makes us a great community. We work on a lot of problems, and there are a lot of challenges that people face in Washtenaw County, but we're also fortunate to be in a community that really cares and has the resources to do something about that. So I sort of see myself in the middle of all of that. How can I parlay our community's vibrancy and success to make sure that it is distributed equitably among everyone in Washtenaw County? And, you know, having lived here and grown up here, it's just so exciting to me to be a part of this every single day.
Meeting coming up May 6th. Do you need to RSVP or can you just show up?
Well, you know, if you go to our website, AAACF as in foundation.org, You can RSVP, and we prefer it because that helps us know how much food to get. So come, have some snacks, have some non-alcoholic beverages, and join a bunch of other people.
Neil Hodra, CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.